The Kentucky General Assembly passed more than 140 bills during this year's 30-day legislative session, and most of those measures are now law in the Commonwealth. The state constitution specifies that new laws take effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns, unless they have special effective dates or include emergency clauses that make them effective immediately upon the governor's signature. Some of the measures that are now taking effect include Senate Joint Resolution 55, which directs Kentucky's public colleges and universities to adopt policies for combating anti-Semitism. Cell phone usage by students in Kentucky schools will be limited thanks to House Bill 208. That measure calls on school districts to establish a policy for limiting the use of cell phones during instructional time, with some exceptions for emergencies and instructional purposes. Under Senate Bill 120, school athletic coaches will receive training on the duties and procedures for reporting child abuse. High school students will be required to earn 1 credit in financial literacy courses before graduation, thanks to House Bill 342. The General Assembly hopes to curb the underage use of nicotine and vapor products by licensing retailers and providing more oversight of sales with the passage of Senate Bill 100. Also, House Bill 398 aims to align Kentucky's workplace safety and health regulations with federal occupational safety and health administration rules. It also calls for limits on Kentucky policies so that they are no more stringent than those on the federal level. And House Bill 1 will cut Kentucky's income tax rate from 4% to 3.5% beginning January of next year as part of a long-term effort to gradually reduce and eliminate Kentucky's income tax. State Senator Max Wise spoke about the new laws that are now a reality.
They're practical solutions and common sense measures built to make a difference in people's lives. They keep government in check and our focuses on the right things. They support working families. They build stronger, safer communities across Kentucky. And if faithfully executed, these laws have the power to make Kentucky safer, freer, and more prosperous.
The General Assembly is currently in their interim period where they are studying the issues that may be addressed when they meet again for the 2026 legislative session. Reporting from the State Capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.